Welcome to Black Armada Tales, an actual play podcast. My name is Josh Fox. My pronouns are he, him. I will be your keeper.
Hello, I'm Becky Annison. My pronouns are she, her, and I will be playing Gabby the Surge, and her pronouns are also she, her.
And I'm James Torrance. My pronouns are he, him, and I will be playing Azure Wings, the last, whose pronouns are also he, him.
Hi, folks. I'm Nick Bate. My pronouns are he, him. And I'm playing the Viscount Greaves, who is the Shade. His pronouns are also he, him.
Hi, my name's Sue Elliott. My pronouns are she, her. I'll be playing August Nye, the Found, whose pronouns are also she, her.
And today we are here to play Apocalypse Keys by Jamila R. Najadi.
Hello, I'm Josh Fox, editor of the podcast and GM of our Apocalypse Keys game. We're having a great time creating Black Armada Tales, and we hope you're enjoying listening to it. If you like what we're doing, and you'd like other people to hear about it, please consider rating and reviewing the podcast. A 5-star review will make a big difference to whether people are able to find the podcast. We'd also love it if you joined us on Twitter. The podcast account is B Armada Tales. That's letter B, followed by Armada Tales. We'd love to hear what you think of the podcast.
Can we really quickly go over the keys, just to make sure that I've got them in my head. The first key was the blueprint of the Division HQ, which had a big void in the middle that isn't there in the actual Division HQ. The second key was moving shadows in a bunker-like space. The third was the dark secrets of Division members. And the fourth was a collection of books documenting the lives of the agents in exquisite detail. And that third one is kind of... fourth one is what we're in the middle of right now, I think. The fallout from that key finding expedition.
That is right. So I think probably it's a matter of moments ago that August's body seemed to sort of unravel itself as she held Gabby's hands as Gabby plumbed the depths of this weird library, evidently psychically rather than physically. And when she held Gabby's hands, trying to stop Gabby from unravelling the room, she instead got herself unravelled. I think I'm right in saying that Greaves has somehow gotten a hold of her soul, though.
Not gotten a hold of it, but reached out and verified, reached out necromantically, and so verified that she had, as far as Greaves was concerned, she had actually died.
And then you all fell through the air because the floor had also disintegrated and landed in what seemed to be a museum, and almost immediately noticed an exhibit of a tentacled monster under which was crouched August Nye. And that's where the next episode starts. What do you do?
Do I still think I'm in the room with the books?
No, you've extricated yourself from the room with the books now.
Well then, Gabby will be feeling overwhelmed, and I will take some darkness tokens.
I thought you'd already taken darkness tokens for that, but maybe I'm wrong about that. But you know what? It's just like a jar of sugar that you can help yourself to, basically, isn't it?
No, that's ruin, isn't it?
I think that's more a jar of cocaine.
I have a start session move.
Oh, yes.
Shall we do it? I remember when the last time one of my friends disintegrated.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, yeah.
It was Gabby's fault that time as well.
Describe a memory you have of your people. Choose to speak with love, sorrow, or both. Say what you hope for. Spend darkness tokens and roll. I'll just turn directly to camera and say, I well remember when 65 million years ago we were working on our Akanari Manhattan project, as it were, to bring down power from the void, and there we were in the main laboratory of our people, all the vast anti-scintillator coils and polydimensional translucidators. And even then, my good friend, Iridescent Carapace, accidentally touched the positive pole of the translucidator to the strange pole. And even as a moment, the translucidation flowed through him and he was blown into a million tiny fragments. For a moment we mourned, and then the current reversed. The million tiny fragments coalesced and there he was again, but he was not the same. So what am I hoping for? I guess I'm hoping for some insight into August and or Gabby's condition at this point. And yeah, I roll and I add my one darkness token. And get an 8.
That's a good roll. What does that mean?
That means my memories grant me an epiphany. Choose 2. Describe how a fellow monster reminds you of someone from your past. Gain 1 bond with them. Describe how the tragedy of your people haunts you. Gain a bond of what the darkness demands of you. And describe the long overture of the apocalypse and how it claimed your people and uncover a key. I usually go for the keys here. I think I might go for the bonds. Obviously, August's situation is, you know, uncannily reminiscent of that of Iridescent Carapace. So let's claim a bond on her. And I am, of course, reminded of the sad demise of my people, which is what we inadvertently were working towards that day in the laboratory, did we but know it. If only we'd all been blown into a million fragments and the Akinari had been saved, and this, frankly, inferior world 65 million years ago could have been averted. And yeah, I gain bonds and we're good to go.
James, you were very good at this.
I feel like... There was a previous Akinari NPC in one of your visions. Was it called Iridescent Antennae? And if so, does that mean these two were related in some
way? I was half wondering, am I reusing Iridescent there? You know, because it's a good word. I think you're probably right. Yep, there you go. It's a family name, like certain East Asian countries. Obviously, we put the family name first. I had a lot of Azure relatives back in the day.
Now I really want to bring like a ice frozen descendant of the Iridescence.
But that means when we get close, I can call you Wings, right?
Yeah, I don't know if we're there yet.
No, I think you're right.
Your Wings. All right. Anyway, good. Okay, Becky.
I've gained a move.
Is it a move that helps in this situation?
Well, one is to throw it out to the table. I can take a division move. And I was wondering if it might be appropriate for me to take the division move Ghostly Agent. The division has a high mortality rate. The average agent survives only a few months on the job. Some of them love the work so much they continue to work for the division even in death. When you take this move, answer at least one of the following questions. They're basically like somebody who's dead that's kind of my friend and I can call on them and do stuff.
I think given that August Nye appears to be huddled under an exhibit right in front of you, that could possibly be premature, but it could also be quite interesting. So yeah, go for it if you want to.
Okay, I'll take that.
It's a cool move.
It's a cool move.
I remind you of the question, what do you do? I'm assuming all this time that the monologue was going off, your characters were all just standing there in horror. Unable to decide on what to do or say.
I think Greaves might say, "Who are you?"
August is still huddled beneath this statue, assuming that Greaves is talking to August.
Yep.
She's huddled up tight in a little ball. When she hears Greaves' voice, she kind of looks up, sees Greaves, and rushes towards him and just throws her arms around him. And buries her face, like, into his diving suit and just says, what just happened?
I think there's a bunch of ways in which this takes Greaves completely by surprise. And I think he looks, kind of noticeably looks towards Gabby, like, turns the domed head of his suit towards her and puts an arm awkwardly around August.
I think that Gabby looks quite shell-shocked. And doesn't really look like she knows what's going on.
In that case, Greaves will say, Azure Wings, is Gabby okay?
Yeah, I'm sort of walking over and sort of gingerly, very gingerly, putting a hand on Gabby's shoulder, looking at the hand to ensure it's still there. I'm trying to remember exactly at the end of last session, there was definitely a bit where Azure Wings emerged from Danforth in order to grab Gabby, I think, as she was falling through the air, and I think I might have also grabbed Danforth, and so I probably reassembled myself back in Danforth with only moderate extra bruising on Danforth, if I'm remembering that correctly. So, it's Danforth's arm that's going gingerly on Gabby's shoulder. Although, you know, obviously I've established that she didn't disintegrate me on the way down, so that was a promising sign.
It's all about you, isn't it, Asher Wings?
I'm sorry. This is why our relationship can work out. That and your, you know, godlike powers destroying reality.
Well, none of it seems to matter when I'm with you.
And yeah, I'm sort of not saying anything, but gazing in an appraising and maybe somewhat supportive manner in Gabby's direction.
I think that Gabby does look quite shell-shocked. She doesn't look like she's in the middle of kind of throwing her powers around, though. It looks like her powers are very tightly buttoned up. In fact, it looks like her powers have been locked away in a tiny corner of her mind, tamped down as far as they can be and put in a wrought iron box with no key. And I'm sure that won't come back to haunt her or any of you.
So August is talking into Greaves's suit, so it's quite muffled. You can just about work out what she's saying. There was shaking, and the whole room was shaking, and then I was shaking, and then there was a light, and then I was here, and I thought I was all alone. I'm so glad you're here.
I think Greaves will put both a hand on each of August's shoulders and kind of gently pry her off his chest so that he can get a look at her. And I think he will say, "How long have you been here?"
I don't know. I was shaking. The room was shaking when I was with Gabby, and then I think I was falling, and then I was here.
She's here. That's the main thing. She's here, and she's safe, and she's not unmade, and that's all we need to know.
Gabby,
right?
Please.
Yes. No. What?
August, I don't mean to alarm you, but I am quite certain I saw you die.
August looks like she's about to burst into tears.
So does Gabby.
But I'm here.
Yes, and that is precisely the puzzle.
The house is full of simulacra, duplicates of unclear purpose. Gabby, I'm glad you're back with us. August, if it's you, I'm glad you're back with us.
Of course it's August.
Now, Gabby, I'm not sure we should be leaping to any conclusions. I'm terribly sorry, August, but I don't know how to be sure.
Have I done something wrong?
No, it wasn't you, it was me. But it's all okay because you're back now, and I won't let anything happen to you again. I promise.
I think Greaves takes a step backwards, away from August.
August, you can reach out with your mind to one of us and present some memory that only the two of us would know. Or you could just say it, but it'd probably be more vivid if you connected psychically. Be more on brand.
And if I do that, then you'll believe.
I believe you. You don't have to prove anything to me. I know exactly who you are.
Well, now I don't know what to do. You're all saying different things. So just tell me what to do.
I step over very close to Greaves and murmur, "Well, I think my suggestions are quite clear. I think it's stalling."
Oh, no.
I think the gas swirls inscrutably inside Greaves' diving suit, and he goes down onto one knee in front of August and says, "Now, August, Azure Wings has a very good suggestion. Can you provide us with some evidence, some proof that it is actually you?"
Yeah, I think so. She looks over at Azure Wings. She's just sort of frowning a bit, and she holds out her hand to him. "It's easier if you take my hand."
I hold out a hand and take yours. My expression impassive, looking a little bit tense.
And August uses telepathy to share a memory with Azure Wings. Is this a role, or do you want me to...
So, would sharing a memory stretch August's abilities particularly? I would think not, personally.
I think when both participants are quite willing, I imagine it's fairly easy.
I mean, the only move I can think that it could be is reach out. Is that what it's called?
A reveal your heart.
Yes, reveal your heart. I don't know why I keep thinking it's called reach out.
I mean, that actually seems kind of perfect to me.
Yeah, that could be quite nice, actually. Yeah, let's do that. So I'll spend 2. Oh, is that good? Yes, I got a 10.
Oof.
Sweet.
Okay. When August makes contact with Azure Wings, we both find ourselves in a kind of a soft focus reenactment of the graveyard back on the island with the ant bug, and we see ourselves in this scene, and we see the moment where Azure Wings swoops in and tries to save August. The scene is a lot, it's almost like it's got an Instagram filter on it or something. So it's like all soft and it's warm and it's almost glowing with good feeling and positive vibes. So I'm going to choose to gain a bond on Azure Wings.
I think Azure Wings has to choose whether to deepen the connection, although quite what that looks like in this situation was probably up to you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, I can reciprocate and play back the moment from my perspective as I was, you know, dashing around frantically. I'm trying to remember how that played out. I think I was zooming around and trying to distract it from you, and I don't think I did a very good job in the end. Seemed to remember everyone else had to come in, but it's a thought that counts.
Yeah, exactly.
As, like, the psychic connection fades, I reach out a hand and pat you on the shoulder and say, "Welcome back, August."
August looks quite relieved.
Secretly, so does Gabby look very, very slightly relieved.
So I might clear a condition. Then I turn to the others and say, "Of course, it could be a very good simulacrum. We don't know how they work. But I'm almost certain it's you, August."
I think, if you'll allow me, Greaves would... There's actually something Greaves would try and do while they were sharing that moment. Use it as a distraction to try and reach out with his necromantic powers and see if he can find the August that he thought he saw before the falling, when she was first unraveling. If this is truly August, then that other August that I saw will be gone, is the thinking.
So, let's see. Question for you then.
Yeah.
Is when somebody dies, what happens to their soul normally? It would be August's soul that you're making a connection with, correct?
I guess, yes. Yeah.
So what happens? Does it linger around? Does it fly off to heaven or hell?
Well, I think it varies. I don't think there's one hard and fast rule. There isn't a heaven or a hell. There are many heavens and many hells. And, you know, each soul, whether or not they are places that exist independent of the belief system of the soul in question, isn't clear. You know, if the soul believes it's going to a particular type of heaven, then that's what happens. Or that's what it perceives to happen.
So the reason why I was asking was because I wanted to understand whether it would be more difficult for you to do this now that some time has passed, or whether it's still... Because I can't remember exactly what we said last time, whether I made you roll or not.
I don't remember either. I imagine this would be difficult. And I think there are any number of reasons why it could be difficult. One of which is that there's an August right in front of me.
Okay, that's logical. So let's say that this is
power through darkness.
That's the one, yeah.
So, yep, okay. I'm going to spend 3 darkness tokens because I don't want to be torn between after this roll. And I have the conditions distracted and vicious marked. and took a couple of tokens for being cruel to August just then. So that is a 4 on the dice plus a 3 takes me to a 7.
Oh, that's just not quite enough.
Except I have a bond on August.
Oh.
Which I'm going to spend in this moment.
Ah, now, when you spend a bond, there has to be a moment of some kind. I'm very curious to know what that looks like.
Yeah, I think I've got to describe the way in which that bond assists, whether it's like a memory or something like that, I think.
Yeah.
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 Let me see. I think that Greaves also casts his mind back to the island, and the kind of final confrontation in preparation for which August dug into Greaves' mind to pull out the details of the ritual that needed to be performed to close the portal. And so I'm concentrating very hard on the feeling of Augustness from that experience and using that memory to try and search for that same feeling again through my necromantic powers. So see if some echo of that lingers.
Okay, well, so that means you get an 8, which I guess means you do it, right? Like, and I've got to offer you a reprieve, a golden opportunity, or a...
You don't have to, something. You may. You may offer
a
reprieve, a golden opportunity, or a bond with someone.
So I think you and Greaves are going to have a conversation.
Okay.
And let's see how it goes.
if you'd like me to start. I think it screams kind of saying, August, are you out there? Are you still here?
That's Greaves, right?
Yes, August, it's me.
Oh, things sound differently.
From where? Where are you?
Hard to say.
Are you staying or are you passing?
Passing what?
On.
Oh, okay. I am not where I thought I was. I don't want to pass on, Greaves. Not yet.
It's okay, August. I won't let it happen. I said before. But you need to give me some... How can I find you? Where are you?
I'm not... It's not clear. I think I'm still in the house. But everything's a bit... Well, even more different than we thought it was.
What can you see? Can you give me an anchor?
There's lots of cubicles and some really horrible motivational posters.
Ah.
This isn't how I thought it would feel. It's I suppose you don't know until you get here, but this feels weird.
August, when I find you, I'm going to want you to tell me all about it.
I'll see what I can find. Maybe try and find me again?
As swiftly as we can. Hold on, August.
So, I am going to offer you... I'm not sure whether this is a reprieve, a golden opportunity, or what exactly, but have you got any of those jars?
Absolutely.
I can't decide whether you can attempt to draw August's soul directly into the jar, or just sort of make a connection, like a permanent anchor, maybe, something like that. What do you reckon? This is your metaphysic, really.
Yeah, I think the second one makes more sense. I think pulling August across all that distance is probably not something I could do. I think that just doing what we did then was a real stretch.
Okay.
But capturing a wisp of that... In fact, maybe what I do is swiftly attach the jar to a port in my suit and bleed off a little bit of the gas that's inside my suit, while that connection still exists between August and Greaves. And so some essence...
That's just you're putting in a jar.
Yeah, well, yeah, but in the moment in which we are talking. So when that link has gone away, the connection still exists in the bit of gas that is contained in the jar.
Cool. No role required. That was your 8 to 10 benefit.
And that conversation ends just as your wings is reminding us all that this is almost certainly August in front of us.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
it's all so clear. I don't understand why everyone's unsure what's going on. Yeah, so I think, as your wings had just said, you know, of course, we don't know really what they can do, but I'm pretty sure it's you, August, as your head is clearing, Greaves.
Yeah, Greaves is going to drop it right now. He's not at all... In fact, he's quite convinced that that's not August. But it seems to me like nothing can be gained immediately by having it out. So instead, he'll just sort of stand. This is one of those times when it's really great to be a skeleton in a suit. I don't have to disguise my facial expression at all.
Convenient. Okay, well, you are all still stood in this weird museum-y area. What are you going to do now that you've kind of been reunited for now?
Now we've got two Augusts, can we use them to triangulate better? I say out of character.
I mean, I think... So I think it was me who had the connection with Jolene originally. I don't recall why exactly. But between that and August in a jar, I'm...
It was because you were trying to find... reach out to your jars, I think, actually. And you got a different response instead.
Right. Yeah, that sounds familiar. Well, then, I mean, I think Greaves would probably say, we must hurry to the Invokers. We can figure all this out later.
Right, good. So how are you going to do that?
This museum is not a reflection of any part of the division, is it?
Good question. I mean, it's certainly quite different to anywhere in the division that you've been. But on the other hand, it has some resemblance to the... Oh, what would you call it? Like the equivalent of police evidence locker,
that,
I guess.
That room where we put the Ark of the Covenant every time we find it.
Yeah, exactly. You got your the seven different Arks of the Covenant, all labelled chronologically by when they were found, and so on. All that crap.
Mm.
I mean, it's not exactly like this, but it is kind of... Yeah, this could be some sort of reflection of that place.
Does anyone else have an idea? I have one I could go with, but I don't feel like it's a particularly strong one. So if...
I feel that Gabby will not be putting forward any suggestions or plans at this point in time.
Oh, poor Gabby. I mean, as a really simple suggestion, if you do think this is the house equivalent of the evidence locker or the Ark room, you know, you could just try and use what you know of the division geography to walk there. Obviously, that's bound to go wrong in any number of ways, but so is anything else you try.
Azure Wings, can you phase there before the house can change?
I could try it. Whatever extra-dimensional space the house occupies in doesn't operate like normal space, and so I'm quite concerned about using my dimensional phasing power here. I don't know that it would interact with this space as it does with the normal Euclidean space of, you know, our prime plane, so to speak. I could try.
Maybe you should not. Maybe we should none of us use our powers in this place. Let's just walk.
Well, okay, but Jolene, or a convincing simulacrum of Jolene, is out there, and, you know, I do owe her.
Take it a walk?
I don't know, because I'm looking at Nick, who's looking like he's about to say, I have a plan.
He is stroking
his head. He's got that look in his eye.
It's just reached the level of shagginess, where it's almost impossible not to... It's part of the reason why I'm always so slow to trim it, because it's kind of fun. So I do have a move for making a plan in a tense situation. I mean, we could just walk there, right, and see what goes wrong. Look, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to try and devise a plan. I'm going to use my soul like a steel trap to try and... So, in fact, maybe Greaves puts his finger up and he says, one moment, please. And he thinks this through, and then I make a roll. I'm going to add one darkness token. I rolled an 8, so that takes me to a 9. On an 8 to 10, the plan starts to form, ask 2. And the two, the first one I'm going to ask is, how could we best end this quickly? This interminable trek to the invokers.
Yeah, good question. I think the answer is take the lift.
It's an entertaining visual. Greaves is all like, one moment. We'll take the lift. And the second question I want to ask is, which of our powers of darkness will be most effective? And I think if you need specificity, I mean in dealing with the twisty, confusing nature of the house.
So your powers of darkness are speed and dimensional phasing as your wings, soul machines and necromancy.
And let the dead speak, but yeah.
Greaves. Telepathy. And do you have some other power, August? What is it?
I've got creature affinity and ancient weapons of magic.
Oh, wow.
Which haven't come up much
yet. You should use those.
Ancient weapons of magic.
There was the spear in the fight.
Yeah, I got my little little bag. Yeah. Little Poppins bag.
But creature affinity is new, right?
Yes.
Cool.
Relatively, yeah.
Creature affinity. So you've got... But you have got telepathy. I didn't make that up.
Yeah, I've got that as well. Yeah.
Is that what it's called? So it's telepathy. And then Gabby's like, destroy everything. Or something.
I have the make everything worse power, I think. I mean, that is like the point of the search, isn't it, right? You can do one thing wildly uncontrollably.
Is it heavenly fire
angelic
or something?
Angelic fury.
Angelic hordes come forth.
I could just pop a wheelie.
Yes, whoever's best at popping a wheelie, that is the power. Right. I think it's got to be one of August's abilities. What do we think creature affinity does? Do you like animals and stuff?
Well,
do you like Dr. Doolittle?
I don't think it's just animals, is it? Because creature is a deliberately wide term in the context of this game, isn't it? Isn't it?
But what does... Okay, maybe actually the word I'm interested in is affinity in that case. Because you've already got telepathy, right? So it's clearly not just like telepathy, but for creatures, because that's stupid. So what does affinity mean?
I'm going to tweet them right now.
I think it was... it's more to do with the creature's behaviour towards me. Perhaps I'm seen as less of a threat or not a threat, or they're predisposed to trust me slightly more or not attack me immediately.
Birds fly in through the window and sing songs with you.
Yeah, they do the washing up and get me dressed and stuff like that.
That is clearly the best power.
That's great.
It really is.
I don't know. I mean, how hygienic are birds?
I think both of the... All of the best powers for this are in August's hands.
Good thing I didn't kill her then.
I think...
Or did you?
I think the magic...
Or did I?
The enchanted... Is it enchanted weapons specifically?
Yes.
Yes, I thought so. The enchanted weapons could be used... There must be some enchanted weapon that could be used to basically smash through the house and... sort of prevent it from doing its thing by through violence. But there is also a possibility inherent in creature affinity, because it does seem quite probable that the house is some sort of creature. So it depends whether you want to make nicey-nicey with the house or make with the smashy-smashy. So I think both would be valid. And, I mean, finally, telepathy, we've already established, quite good for establishing a route, but the trouble is that route just keeps getting messed up. So if we're talking about unmessing the route, it'll be one of the other two.
So if the question is which of our powers of darkness will be most effective, the answer is August. Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. All right, so I'll lower my hand and point to the elevator and say, we'll take the elevator. And then stomp off in that direction. File away the information about August's powers, because I'm not convinced that the August who is standing next to us is August. And I have no sense for whether or not the August standing next to us has the real August's powers. If so, I don't necessarily want to give that information away. You know, it's a difficult time to be Graves. I mean, and obviously a difficult time to be August.
Thank you for listening to Black Armada Tales. We've been playing Apocalypse Keys by Jamila R. Najadi. You can find out more about Apocalypse Keys at evilhat.com/home/apocalypse-keys. And don't forget to rate and review the podcast and join us on Twitter, where we are BArmadaTales. If you're struggling to find a pen to write all that down, you can find that information and more in the show notes. See you next time. Hello, listener. Josh here again. This week's stinger includes humorous references to violence towards animals and also mentions dolphin suicide. Listener discretion is therefore advised.
Welcome to this episode of Black Armada Tastes. We're going to be talking about orange Toblerone today.
Which sounds like a revelation to me.
It's not as nice as I was expecting. If I'm honest,
I wasn't expecting it to be nice. You know?
I somehow feel like the chewy bits of Toblerone and the orangeness of orange maybe not a good combo.
Yeah, I think that when you put orange into chocolate, it lifts it to another level of sweetness, which I'm all in favour of, because as you know, my preferred chocolate is as trashy and white as possible, preferably orange white chocolate. On the rare occasion one can get it. However, you are right. The problem with the Toblerone is that when you elevate the milk chocolate sweetness by adding orange, but then you have those tiny ultra sweet bits of nugget in it. It's kind of a bit too much, and I'm surprised at myself.
Are you serious about orange white chocolate?
I'm sorry, what?
Is that even a thing?
I didn't know that you ate orange. That's exactly who would do such a thing. It's just fucking awful.
A couple of years ago, they started doing Terry's chocolate oranges, but with white chocolate, and calling them Terry's chocolate snowballs. And some people bought them for me because they know that I like all forms of trashy white chocolate, and they were really nice. They even had like little rainbow sprinkles embedded in the chocolate.
But interestingly, so Becky also gets white chocolate Toblerone.
Yeah.
So clearly white chocolate Toblerone is insufficiently sweet and trashy to go badly with the nougat, but orange non-white Toblerone, that's too sweet and trashy to go with the
nougat. Hang on a minute, I'm firing up a spreadsheet. I need to plot this, I think.
yeah. It's going to require multiple axes.
I wonder if it's just like a mismatch of expectation problem.
So can you get dark chocolate orange Toblerone? Is that a thing?
Not that I am aware of. Dark chocolate Toblerone is a thing. I have zero interest in that situation.
Surely, orange and almonds. I don't know. Why, if I've made a cake out of orange and almonds, it might be quite nice.
It's in the pantry if you want to go and grab some. But I know what's sitting on the chair next to you right now.
No, exactly. A proper Toblerone. A normal Toblerone.
I bought 3 Toblerones today.
Who's the third one for?
Me. I'm having 2.
Becky came downstairs and she said, I'm just going to go across the road and buy some Toblerone to celebrate. And I said to her, what are you celebrating? Just that I'm really good. And so she, and I was like, okay, well, I like Toblerone too. And she said, cool, well, I'm going to get 2 Toblerones. And I was like, great. And then she said, a white Toblerone and an orange chocolate Toblerone. And I was like, but I like normal Toblerone. So she got 3.
I don't understand what the problem with this story is.
Just for anybody listening, these were normal-sized, full-sized Toblerones, and for anybody, an international person who might or might not know what that means, a full-sized Toblerone is 360 grams of chocolate. It's approximately a foot long.
It's not a solid foot.
It is a substantial chocolate treat. You would not want to eat one at one sitting.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
Which we're issuing to all of our listeners right now.
Could you beat a whale to death with it, do you think?
Shove it up the blowhole or something.
We were all thinking it, though, weren't we?
I'm sorry. Everyone else had the good taste not to mention the notion. I apologise. I'm looking at the Toblerone website, but you'd think there'd be a bit on the Toblerone website where they very clearly state the different flavours of Toblerone that are available, but no, there's a sort of gimmicky process whereby you can assemble Toblerone gifts for your friends.
Maybe there are too many different flavours for them to put on a website.
Can't be enumerated like Japanese Kit Kats.
Do they at least very clearly state that you shouldn't be inserting them into whales' blowholes?
Yeah, there's a big thing, you know, like the sort of GDPR things that a lot of web or cookie thing. Yeah, you know, do I accept this? There's just a big thing that pops up saying, before you go onto the website, please acknowledge that you will not shove any of these Toblerones in a whale's blowhole. Yes or no. If you click no, it says you're going to hell.
Interestingly, it did not mention dolphins.
It specifically says you can kill as many dolphins as you want.
So I learned today that apparently dolphins can commit suicide by closing their own blowholes.
Wow.
And
can and do, presumably, otherwise you wouldn't be mentioning it. Fuck.
This story gets grim, and so I should probably stop now, but...
Josh can chuck a content warning on it afterwards.
I mean, I kind of want to know what circumstances can prompt a dolphin to commit suicide, like disappointment in love.
Jesus Christ, James, sure have you I not do. Seen the state of the planet?
Oh, yeah, that's a fair point, yeah.
That was exactly it, though. It was being separated from its lover.
Wow.
Separated by somebody else, not jilted.
Correct, separated by somebody else from his lover. Now, the bit where this gets weird is its lover was a human woman.
Oh, fuck's sake.
That is weird.
Oh, Now I understand.
Let me just say, there's an article in the London Review of Books, the most recent one, that is about bestiality.
Wow.
So there you go.
Okay.
What? Wow. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I feel that relations between a woman and specifically a human woman and a dolphin pose some important challenges, like just sort of spatial challenges.
Yeah, I mean,
involving who is going to be above the water and who is going to be below the water and how are they going to manage that?
Because dolphins don't have gills. But I don't want my questions answered.
I don't want my questions recorded and sent out to our listenership.
I'm just going
to
say, I deliberately did not read this article. Lisa, however, did and has now shared most of it with me. Sorry.
All right, get her in here.
Special guest appearance.